My next guest is a woman by the name of Nicole Brandon, and she has quite a life story. She has overcome some massive physical barriers in her life. She was in a car accident, and she broke the majority of the bones in her body, and she was told she would never walk again, and she was a professional dancer as well, and a gymnast, and for what she was doing in terms of performances, she was told she was never going to be able to do that again. She now teaches Pilates and is a master teacher in the world of Pilates and healing transformation in terms of her body. Welcome to the show, Nicole Brandon. Thanks for joining me. Nicole, are you with me?
I am.
All right. I'm feeling so alone in the studio here. Nobody's on the other. Okay, well, it's good to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about your story. I was just talking a little bit about it on the air.
Okay, I heard that. Thank you so much. I like your word, too. I was Miss Dance of America and Miss Acrobat of the United States, and I was traveling the world performing. I was in 13 countries in 6 months, and I was hit by a drunk driver outside the federal building in Los Angeles, and he was going 80 miles an hour, and he T-boned my car.
Ooh.
And the passenger door blew through the driver's side, and the car exploded.
Hmm. Wow.
And when I saw the explosion, I thought that I had died.
You were in the car when it exploded?
I was in the car when it exploded.
And you saw the explosion?
I saw the explosion. I actually, you know, watched the car explode and go up into flames, and so I just assumed that was how
wow.
I left the planet, and I thought I was watching from above, and this man said, "Ma'am, should I call the police?" And I said, "You can see me." I was
wow.
so shocked that I was alive. And then when I was in the hospital, they asked what I did, and I said I was a dancer and an acrobat and all these things that I did. And the next thing I know, I had, you know, some of the best specialists in the world looking at me, and they came in and said, "We don't know how to tell you this, but your career is over."
Oh.
And I could not walk, and I could not sit. I actually couldn't sit up, and I would fall right over, and my shoulders weren't in the socket. I couldn't pick up a fork or even a Kleenex. I mean, there was nothing in my body that was not broken except for my brain and my knees. And when I was in the hospital, I'm thinking, how is that possible? You know, the body has muscle memory, and I have thousands and millions of memories of doing incredible things, and I have one of being crushed. And when
my
I was
goodness.
Four... you know, I had a vision or memory or whatever you want to call it in the hospital, but when I was 4 years old, I had spilt milk. And my mom came in, and I was crying, and she picked me up, and she held me, and she said, "Honey, why are you crying? Why are you crying? It's just an accident. We just need to clean up the mess."
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that in the hospital. "Why are you crying? It's just an accident. We just need to clean up the mess."
Mm. Wow, what a supportive mommy you had.
And then I had to figure out how. And at one point in my life, I, for 3 years, decided to get a certification a month in something different. And I took certifications in prenatal and postnatal and arthritis and Parkinson's and stroke and heart attack recovery and overweight. And I had wanted to know more about the body than anybody I had ever met in my entire life.
Wow, you're on a quest, huh?
But I did it for a personal journey. I wanted to be in optimal health and wellness.
Hmm.
And it was a journey from the inside. I never knew it would be an outside journey to share with the planet and the world. It was something that I was just driven to do. And so I knew that I knew more about the body than anybody I had ever met. And I knew that I was capable of putting myself back together again.
Oh, wow. So you really had that faith inside of you. You really did. And for you to have those types of thoughts in the hospital means that you really were, you didn't take the victim status right away.
Correct.
Mm, good for you.
And then
wow.
I ordered Pilates equipment because I knew that Pilates equipment was used and the Pilates methodology was used during the war to get the soldiers back on the field. And I knew it was used to repair tissues and muscles, and it was being used in spinal hospitals and for knees and for shoulder rehabilitation. And so it was the only barracks in the entire war that fought influenza because they were of perfect health. And so I decided that this was my way. This was my avenue back to health.
Now, you said that you had your brain functioning, right?
Yes.
Do you think that somebody could repair their body like that if they had maybe a brain aneurysm or a part of their brain that was damaged?
I do completely.
Really?
Absolutely. Right now, I've been working with Parkinson's and with stroke and with
wow.
heart attack recovery and with Olympic athletes and triathletes. So, you know, if somebody wants to have energy, you know, if somebody is optimally at 100% and their body's healthy and they're well and they're fantastic, well, what could you do with 80% more energy in a day if you actually had 80% more energy? Or what could you do if you could re-trigger your body? You know, people come to me and they say, I stepped off a sidewalk 20 years ago, or my ankle's never been right, or can you reset it? Absolutely. Because your body was perfect before you stepped off the sidewalk or hit your elbow on the table or whatever it is. And you take your body back to when it was in sheer perfection, and then you work it from that state. And so anybody can do it. And especially what you're talking about, people that have brain damage, or, you know, if there's a nerve or muscle damage, the house has a circuit breaker. And the reason that you have a circuit breaker is circuit shut off in case of an emergency. So if you have, you don't have a fire or a gas leak or a flood, the body does the same thing. The body in a state of emergency will shut down to protect you. And so all you do is you go back in and you start flipping the switches back on, and you're going
really?
To be fine.
Wow, that's amazing. My aunt could really use this type of thing. There's a lot that goes along with mind over matter. There's an entire institute at UCLA, as you know,
yes.
the Cousins Institute of Mind Over Matter. It's been studied and double-blinded and biofeedback related. I mean, it is such, the mind is such a powerful tool. Even if it's a little bit damaged, it can really regain. And then the body has its own innate intelligence. So when the mind and the body really work together, it is amazing. It all starts with the belief system and the decision to do it. Wouldn't you say so?
Absolutely. And I think that that's what it is, that everybody has a passion inside of them and something that drives them. And I tell people come to me all the time, and it's getting people past the impossible. I tell people that I teach people to walk through walls, whatever your barrier, whatever your hurdle, you know, that we turn that into a gate. And so if somebody comes to me and they have a dream, they have a desire, they have a goal, they have a vision, then I find out what it is to them, you know, that is their stretch. And once you get somebody past that point, which is so easy, because everybody has the ability to reach. You know, that's the very first thing that we learn when we're born. There are two things that happen on the first day you're born. One is that you scream, you cry, and you find your voice. And the other is that you learn to reach. They lay you on the back, and you don't know how to roll over yet, and you don't know how to sit up yet.
Mm-hmm.
They put the little mobile thing above your head, and the first instinct is to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to walk, you're actually not learning how to walk. Babies do that fine by themselves. You step, and you balance, but somebody across the room opens their arms,
mm-hmm.
and you learn to reach for that person.
Wow.
And when you want to be held, you learn to reach. And so when you're teaching a body, you teach that body to reach. And if it starts to reach, it gets stronger and longer and stronger
mm-hmm.
and longer. And then once you master reaching, then you can reach for your dreams, you can reach for your goals.
I was just going to say that, you know.
So you can have anything in the world you want once you master
right.
that technique.
So what if, now we're talking about Pilates, by the way, here. I haven't actually mentioned that, or you did, but about the healing and transformative healing abilities that Pilates opens up for people. Now, what if people haven't necessarily broken their bodies, but they've got broken spirits? Where there something tragic has happened to their lives, or they just got fired, or a heartbreak, or a death of a loved one, can you transform that healing process, that ability through Pilates?
We do, absolutely. The body is connected to the motion. Everything is one. Your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. Everything is completely connected. And Pilates works with the breath. So Pilates oxygenates your body. And so unlike any other form in the world, Joseph Pilates started working on his exercises when he was a little boy. And he had, you know, asthma, and he had rickets, and he was a very sick child, and he started studying fencing and boxing and gymnastics and swimming and all these forms of dancing together and all these forms of athletics together. And he put these exercises into one unique program, which were exercises from all around the planet and all around the world. And then once he got to the war, and he got the cots in the barracks, and he found that by adding resistance to the exercises, you could oxygenate the body. But what happens with Pilates is it gives you a centering that you've never had before. And it's infallible exercises. The FedEx guy comes in and he says, the days he doesn't see us, he needs 5 cups of coffee.
Wow.
We have couples that come together that their marriages just flourish because they're watching each other get strong.
So Pilates is great for stress, for trauma, for opening, and for goals. I mean, you can really get through some big barriers in Pilates, other than just physical barriers. They can also be emotional, because those types of barriers get stuck in the cells of the body. Now, we are in the middle of our fun drive here, and Nicole Brandon, by the way, who's my guest, has donated 5 private sessions of Pilates to the studio here. Her particular studio is called Artistry in Motion. It's in Valley Village, in the Valley. And if you call right now, and it's a $50 donation to KPFK, then it's an amazing donation to your body. So the number here is 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. There's only 5 of these sessions available. They're 1-hour private sessions with Nicole Brandon, who seems like, you just seem like an amazing person. We've come from so much in your life, and I looked up your website, the artistryinmotionfitness.com, and there's the view of your studio, which is really neat. But I think if people donate to the station here, they're not only helping in the station, but they're also helping the their own bodies. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a great opportunity to support yourself. So they're in the Valley Village. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call here. $50 donation to the station would get you a 1-hour private session with Nicole. Nicole, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. It's been really, really nice getting to know you on the air.
My pleasure. The same here. And I look forward to changing your body and changing your life. Would love to have you come.
I've been looking for Pilates Studio. As a matter of fact, all those great things come up all at once, don't they? All right. Thank you so much. And thanks for sharing your story with us on the air. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right. You too.